Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, and I'm joined by the college football professor as we continue to preview the 2015 college football season. It's getting closer and closer. You know, Professor, star players are so important to a team. We've seen it, whether it was Cam Newton, Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel. We've seen it time and time again where these players, sometimes even out of oblivion, come and take over the team and lead them to great heights. This year, there are some stars that have departed from important roles on SEC teams, and there are also some players coming in that may be big stars, as well as players that are already established who are big stars. So let's take a look at that this year as we dive in and get closer to the SEC season.
Yeah, I think Jacob, you'd have to say that the SEC lost some really marquee players, some stars. It not only were outstanding players, but they led their teams. And I think of Amari Cooper, the wide receiver from Alabama, or Benedict McKinney, outstanding linebacker at Mississippi State, or wide receiver Sammy Coates at Auburn. Or maybe I know he was injured part of the year, but Todd Gurley of Georgia, he's quite a player, one of the best running backs we've had in the SEC in quite a while. And then you can't talk about star power without mentioning Dante Fowler. Well, he's gone. So there are a lot of really good players gone.
No question. Shane Ray, Landon Collins, several other players that were key on SEC teams that also left in 2014, had great careers at their respective schools. But there are some good players coming back this year. One in particular that we talked about on our last podcast was the quarterback at Mississippi State.
Yeah, Dak Prescott is certainly one of the stars coming back this year. But we also have some other outstanding players. Linebacker Reggie Ragland, and Jacob, he was probably a breakout, maybe one of the breakout players for last year. He really came on his own, and he's going to be a real star. Then you have Hunter Henry, a tight end at Arkansas, and I tell you, Jacob, he is really a good football player, really good, outstanding receiver, blocker. He's just a good tight end. And then you got Myles Garrett, who last year was kind of the star incoming freshman. Well, he'll be in his senior, his sophomore year this year, and he's quite a defensive end at Texas A&M. And then, of course, the guy who had came in with a lot of promise and a lot of accolades at LSU was running back Leonard Fournette. And I don't think he disappointed. He got off to a kind of a slow start, but my, he was a force by the time the season ended.
Yeah, and you can add to that, if you're going to talk running backs, Nick Chubb at Georgia, it's hard to not mention him there as returning running backs. And last year, Amari Cooper led the league in receiving yards per game. Well, he's not returning, but another Cooper is returning who is second, and that's Pharoah Cooper at South Carolina. I think he's going to have
really
a big
good
year with him. And I have been sold. I really think Malachi Dupree, who's going into his sophomore season at LSU, I'm a big Duke Williams fan, and I think Duke will do great this year and probably the leading returning receiver. But I might have to say that and when it's all said and done, the best receiver in the league might be Malachi Dupree. Looking at some of the plays he made last year was really quite incredible. But you're right, a lot returning, but there are also some incoming guys.
You can't leave out, Jacob, you can't leave out Speedy Noel from Texas A&M.
No.
He's an impact player of all impact players.
And if you've got a name like Speedy, and you were at an athletic position or a skill position, it just fits.
He can do it, you know, in the return game, receiving game, and then I guess when he gets off the bus, he's kind of special. So Speedy, you can't beat that.
Some other names returning this year: DeMarcus Robinson at Florida. These are receivers. Trayvon Doral, LSU. Pig Howard, Tennessee. Of course, he made a key play several years ago. We talked about the quarterbacks returning: Treon Harris, Brandon Allen, Patrick Toles, Matty Mock, Anthony Jennings, and we'll see if Johnny McCurry can win that job at Vanderbilt.
Well, you also have to think about linemen. I know they don't get the spotlight like others, but you got Cam Robinson, the offensive tackle at Alabama. You got Tunsil at Ole Miss. You got just several really outstanding offensive linemen.
No question about it. And I will say one other position. You talk about linemen not being a glamour necessarily role. Punting is not necessarily a glamour role. But Alabama might have one of the best punters in the country, I think probably top two at the very least, and that is J.K. Scott. He talked about the way he was able to change field position last year for the Tide and really put some opponents in deep in a hole, he'll be a key for Alabama if he can stay healthy.
I think you'd have to say that, you know, we're talking about speed and Noel. Well, I think you'd have to say that J.K. Scott put some star power in the punting game the way he kicked last year. You got oohs and ahs with it.
He averaged 48 yards a punt. That was almost 10 yards greater than the next closest player in the league, and that was Will Gleason from Ole Miss for the record. So, some newcomers this year. They're always freshmen, and the SEC recruits five stars galore. So, who are they?
There are a lot of them. But I think the best of the crop might be the defensive tackle, Trenton Thompson of Georgia. Mm. But then you got to also defensive end, Byron Cowart at Auburn. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Tolliver, the second, is another wide receiver. You're talking about LSU's wide receivers. They got him, and I can't think of the other guy. They got another top incoming freshman that's a wide receiver that's really good.
I confess, I have not done my research on this, but LSU had a wide receiver about 3 or 4 years ago named Terrence Tolliver, and I don't know if Kevin Tolliver is any relation to him, but that's quite a coincidence if it's not. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on
the tangent. It could be. And Jacob, you know, Calvin Ridley at Alabama is a wide receiver that could be quite a player. And then, you know, again, we sometimes neglect offensive linemen, but Martez Ivey at Florida, I think he will be very important for Jim McElwain's start there.
And Florida needs all the help they can get, especially up front. If it's Treon Harris or whoever ends up winning that job, it's going to need some protection. Well, SEC players, there are always some key ones who have key injuries, and last year we saw some of those, and there are a few who are coming off of key injuries. Let's talk about a few of those. The first name that jumps out at me, of course, we all saw the horrific injury that Kenyon Drake suffered in Alabama's 23-17 loss last year to Ole Miss. Of course, kind of stunned both teams at the particular time. But he's back, and coaches say he's 100%. You think that's going to be a key for Alabama this
year?
Yes,
I do. I think he will really be I think Kenyon Drake's going to be back and is really going to impress. But you mentioned Ole Miss. We have to mention Treadwell, what a horrific injury he had. And I don't know. I'm assuming his rehab is coming well.
Yeah.
And can he be back to his standard?
Hugh Freeze has said that he should be good to go, so that's good news for the Rebels.
And a tight end, Jake McGee at Florida. Again, Joe McElwain could really use him. And then Alec Corzon, offensive lineman at Auburn,
right,
was injured and out, and he's considered an all-star level.
So it will be another year as we look at some of these players returning. And we'll run down the top 15 freshmen in the SEC coming in this year. And stop me if you have a comment, but Trenton Thompson, you mentioned, defensive tackle, Georgia, Martez Ivey up front for Florida, Byron Cowart, Auburn, Cahill McKenzie, the defensive lineman for Tennessee, C.C. Jefferson, highly recruited athlete there, ended up deciding for Florida, Kevin Tolliver, cornerback for LSU, Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, Alabama, Terry Beckner Jr. for Missouri, Kendall Sheffield, cornerback for Alabama, Blake Barnett, of course, the quarterback for Alabama. He probably won't see any action this year, but the future is bright, most likely for him. Dylan Mack, defensive lineman for Texas A&M. Christian Kirk, also for Texas A&M, a wide receiver. I think Tyron Johnson, wide receiver, LSU.
Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah. I couldn't think of his name a while ago.
He's going to be good. Daron Payne, of course, defensive lineman for Alabama. And then Terry Godwin, a highly recruited athlete for Georgia as well. So a lot of new fresh talent coming into the SEC. And next week, we'll give you our top 15 players returning in the SEC or in a future podcast as we continue to preview the college football season. But we'll continue to talk about it here. But a lot of stars this year.
Yeah, a lot of stars. There are a lot of stars that leave, and always it's the SEC does, really. They do authentically reload.
And it's what separates it from the other conferences. Well, we'll continue to preview the 2015 college football season as it nears on BunSports.com and here on the BunSports.com podcast. For the College Football Professor, I am Jacob Bunn, and we will see you next time.